Hello, my name is Jim Richards. For the next few minutes, you will be doing an important heart physics exercise that will transform your health and change your life. Do not use this or any heart physics program while driving, operating heavy equipment, or doing anything that requires your full attention. If you have any medical or emotional condition that may be affected by deep relaxation, consult your healthcare provider before doing this or any heart physics exercise. Now, for the next few minutes, you will be doing the I Believe in God heart physics meditation. This exercise is designed to help bring your entire body into perfect harmony with the life of God that is in you. Breathe in your nose very deeply and out your mouth three times fairly rapidly. Ready? Now sit quietly with your feet on the floor, legs and arms uncrossed, thumbs not touching. You can close your eyes now and place your tongue lightly on the roof of your mouth. Now make your breathing as smooth and as even as possible. Keep your tongue lightly on the roof of your mouth through the entire exercise. And breathe in and out through your nose. Imagine, if you will, a small balloon in the center of your body, just behind your belly button. Now imagine a long tube from your nose all the way down to that spot. As you inhale, see or imagine the balloon enlarging. And as you exhale, see or imagine the balloon becoming smaller and smaller. Now just continue to breathe. Remember that you will be in charge of everything that happens. If for any reason you choose to stop this exercise, simply open your eyes. As I make statements, they become your reality only as you silently repeat or affirm them with the intention of them becoming your reality. Now continue breathing smoothly and deeply into the imaginary balloon in the center of your body, just behind your belly button. Now affirm with me. With every breath, I am going deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. And as I exhale, I am releasing stress and tension from my entire being. Now allow yourself to feel stress and tension leaving your body as you exhale. Going deeper and deeper and deeper into meditation, relaxation, and inner awareness with every breath. Releasing stress and tension with every exhale. Now affirm with me. I will see and silently say the number three times, followed by the word relax. I will then go into a very deep state of physical relaxation, much, much deeper than ever before. Now inhale, and as you exhale, see and silently say, three, 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 relax. Now you can affirm with me, I am now in a very deep state of physical relaxation. Every time I see and silently say the number three times, followed by the word relax, I will go to a very deep state of physical relaxation. Much, much deeper every time. I continue to breathe deeply and smoothly. And you can affirm with me, with every breath, I continue going deeper and deeper into a state of mental and emotional relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. And as I exhale, I am releasing mental and emotional stress and tension. Now exhale, and as you release your breath, allow yourself to feel mental and emotional stress leave your mind. I'm going deeper and deeper into relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. I will now see and silently say the number two, three times, followed by the word relax. And this will be my key to emotional relaxation. I will then go into a very deep state of mental and emotional relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness, much, much deeper than ever before. Now inhale, and as you exhale, see and silently say, two, relax. Now you can affirm with me. I am now in a very, very deep state of mental and emotional relaxation. Much, much deeper than ever before. And every time I use my mental and emotional relaxation key, I will go much, much deeper. Outside noises, itches, and twitches will not distract me. Instead, they serve to take me even deeper and deeper into relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. I choose to set this time apart as an investment in my own life and health. I choose to release any thoughts of things that would distract me, things that I think need to be done. But I will not lose these thoughts or ideas. I will recall them at the end of this exercise or at the most appropriate time. I'm filled with peace. I'm becoming more and more relaxed. With every breath, I continue going deeper and deeper into physical, mental, and emotional relaxation, meditation, and inner awareness. As I exhale, I am releasing all physical, mental, and emotional stress and tension. I will now use my heart zone key to reach that ideal state for influencing my heart, for hearing the voice of God in my heart, for writing new truth on my heart. I will see and silently say the number one three times, followed by the word relax, and I will immediately enter my heart zone, much, much deeper than ever before. Now inhale. And as you exhale, see and silently say, one, relax. Now affirm with me, I am now in my heart zone, the perfect state for influencing the beliefs of my heart, for harmonizing my thoughts and my feelings with the Word of God to create an immovable faith. Every time I use my heart key, I will go deeper and deeper and deeper. All that I silently say and intend will become the belief that creates my reality. All of my reality is created by the beliefs of my heart. I believe in God. I believe He has revealed Himself to me through His Word. I believe He has revealed Himself to me through His name. And I believe He has revealed Himself to me through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is now revealing Himself to me through the Holy Spirit, who bears witness to all of these truths that I choose and affirm. All that God is, He is in me. His life and power manifest through my life, emotions, and health. Now acknowledge with me. Jesus came to earth, lived a sinless life, was crucified, and while on the cross, He became my sin, and He took my punishment. He died the death I deserved, and He delivered me from all the curse of the law and all of the wrath of God. He conquered my sin and was raised from the dead by the power of God. He conquered the devil and obtained an inheritance. Jesus, I confess You as Lord of all the earth. I confess You as the Lord of glory. And I confess You as the Lord of my life. Because I believe on You, I am made righteous. Because I believe on You, I experience salvation. I am saved, healed, delivered, blessed, prospered, protected, made whole, and set apart. I am a child of God and an heir of God. I am in You, and You are in me. All that is Yours is mine, and all that is mine is Yours. I am a new creation. I have a new identity. My past is gone, and it has no power over me. The person I was died with You on that cross, and the person that I now am was raised up with You from the dead. Because I am in You, I am accepted of God the Father. I am qualified for the inheritance. All of the promises of God are mine. Now see yourself in the presence of your Lord and Savior. Acknowledge from your heart to Him. You are in me. I am in You. Now experience Him stepping right into your being. Think about, imagine, and experience how safe and secure this feels to know that His presence is with you and in you and will never leave you. Allow yourself to feel and experience Christ in you as He fills every aspect of your being. Now with every breath, allow yourself to sense His presence growing larger and larger, filling your entire body and soul, flooding out from your spirit man into every part of your being, until you realize His presence has not only filled all of your being, but has covered you over. Now allow yourself to feel safe, peaceful, and secure, hidden in Him. Now acknowledge, I am in you, and you are in me. We are one with the Father. Notice how relaxed and safe you feel. Notice how connected you feel to the Lord Jesus and to God your Father. Now take just the next few seconds and silently acknowledge your trust and appreciation and love for all that He has done in you. Because of who Christ is in me, I am loving and generous. I leave the past with all its regrets behind. I choose to live in my new identity in Christ. Now imagine Jesus Himself ushering you into the very presence of God. As you stand before Him, you know you are completely accepted. And now you can step forward and declare to God your belief in Him. My Father, I acknowledge you as Jehovah my righteousness. You have made me righteous in the Lord Jesus. I surrender all that I am. I surrender myself completely to a new nature and a new identity. I send away all grief, sorrow, intolerance, and judgment. Exhale and feel that leaving you now. I send away all feelings of unworthiness and self-hatred. Exhale and feel that just leaving your being now. My body is whole and strong. My skin is vibrant and filled with life. Acknowledge in your own heart, I am righteous. I am as I should be before God. I am qualified for all of the inheritance. I am tolerant and I am kind. Now as you inhale deep into your lungs, imagine that they are being filled with the white healing light of God. Imagine your lungs glistening in white righteousness and power and life that is filling every part of your lungs. As you exhale, acknowledge, I send away all sickness and disease from my lungs. Feel it leave you now. I breathe freely and feel the life of God. Now use these next few seconds to see or imagine yourself living in perfect righteousness. You are as you should be before God. You are as your life should be. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Sufficient One, the Creator of heaven and earth. You raised Jesus from the dead, conquering sin, death, hell, the grave, and all the curses. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in me now, giving life to my physical body. I am filled with all of the life of God. I trust in the power of God. You are for me. You are my strength and my protector. I am filled with power, love, and a sound mind. Now, as you exhale, affirm and send away these negative feelings. I send away negative, destructive feelings. I send away condemnation and the expectation of things going wrong. I send away fear, stress, and feelings of limitations. I send away all sexual indecision. I live a sexually moral life. I am monogamous and committed. I am sexually secure. I am gentle, relaxed, and centered. I live a limitless life. I am alert and attentive, yet still and tranquil. I am flexible and yielding, but immovable in my faith. My hearing is clear and perfect. My bones are strong and healthy and filled with life. My brain functions just as it should. My spinal column is perfectly aligned, just as it should be. Now as you inhale, see a dark blue light of healing life going right into your kidneys, right into your bladder, and healing all sickness, infirmity, and weakness. Now affirm with me, my kidneys, my bladder, my adrenal glands, strong, healthy, and filled with life. They function perfectly, just as they were created. Now take a few seconds and see yourself under the protection and strength of El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You are Jehovah, my peace. You are the God of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Through His cross, you have made a covenant of peace. And I believe and accept and abide by that covenant of peace that you made with the Lord Jesus. Because I have been made righteous by the faith of the Lord Jesus, I have peace with you, God, my Father. And I follow the way of peace. And as much as it lies within me, I live at peace with all people. The peace of God keeps my heart and my mind to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now exhale and affirm silently with me. I send away anger. I send away frustration, stress, and aggression. I'm a peacemaker. I'm kind and happy. My emotions are smooth, even, and flowing. I am comfortable expressing myself. I have a clear sense of identity in the Lord Jesus. And I live from that identity. I am master of my fate. Therefore, I choose to follow Jesus and live my destiny in Him. My eyes are clear, bright, and healthy. My vision is perfect. My nervous system is at peace and functions just as it should. Now inhale and imagine a green, healing light of energy and life from God, bringing healing right into your liver and gallbladder. Yes, my liver and gallbladder are healthy. They function perfectly, just as they were created to do. Now take just a few seconds to see and experience yourself living in complete peace and being a person of peace. You are Jehovah who is present. You are with me and in me. You will never leave me. You will never fail me. You will never forsake me. My hope in you will never make me ashamed. You will never leave me as an orphan. More than anything else, you are love. And because you are love, you have incredible value for me. Your every action toward me and the world is motivated by your incredible love and value for mankind. You expressed your love for me when you sent Jesus to become my sin and pay the price that I should have paid. You continue to express your limitless love for me when you made me righteous and qualified me for all the promises. You express your love for me daily as you lead me into all righteousness. You sit on a mercy seat in my heart, and you speak to me from my heart. You give me grace and mercy to help in my time of need, and you are never ashamed to call me brother. You delight over me with joy and singing. You love my presence, and I love your presence. In my heart, I know and feel your love. I have continual joy in my heart that is completely based on you and your love for me. This joy strengthens my heart and my mind. It vitalizes my entire being. Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I have clearly defined boundaries. I guard my heart and my emotions by guarding my boundaries. I have a clear sense of personal boundaries, and I respect and recognize the boundaries of others. As you exhale, affirm with me. In the name of Jesus, I send away all impatience. I send away all cruelty, arrogance, hastiness, and violence. I see it leave. I always forgive. I always walk in love, joy, honor, and respect toward myself and others. I am stable, protected, and sincere. I guard my mouth. My speech reflects the character of God. Now, as you inhale, see and experience the life of God filling your heart. Imagine your heart filling with a warm, red, glowing, healing light of God. My heart is strong and healthy, just as it should be. I have a clear sense of self. My thoughts stay rooted. My mind stays focused but relaxed. Now take a few moments to see and experience yourself being filled with love and joy. You are Jehovah, my great provider. With you, all things are possible. Your provision is always seen. I wrap myself around you and wait patiently on the manifestation of all of your promises. All of your word is tried and sure. All of your promises are true, and they are all mine because I am in the Lord Jesus. I trust you with all of my heart. I listen to your voice in my heart. I always trust my heart over my mind. Because you are my God, my future is sure. You see all things. You know all things. You see the end from the beginning. You know my heart and you know all the circumstances of life. You care about my desires and you know my needs. You always make a way, even when all circumstances say there is no way. Then you lead me in the way and I follow you, feeling safe and secure about my future. Now you can exhale and send away negative, destructive feelings. I send away worry. I send away obsession. I send away all codependent attachments. I send away all anxiety about my future. I seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all good things are added to me. I have faith in my future because my future is in your hands. You are the Lord God Jehovah, whose provision is always seen. Now exhale and send away lack. I send away all feelings of lack. I send away greed and emptiness. I am tranquil, satisfied and content. I lack nothing. I have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. I feel secure, centered, focused, open, and fair-minded. Now as you inhale, imagine your stomach, spleen, and pancreas being filled with a yellow, healing light and life from God. Yes, my stomach and spleen and pancreas function perfectly and provide all I need for healthy digestion, strong muscles, strong blood veins, an energetic life. All of my cells communicate perfectly. They absorb nutrients and release energy. My sugar levels stay perfectly balanced for abundant energy and perfect health. Now take just a few seconds and experience yourself having all your needs met with your future completely secure. You are Jehovah, my shepherd. You lead me away from lack. You lead me into perfect, peaceful places with abundant provision. You lead me into prosperity, peace, joy, and protection. As I follow you, you meet all of my needs and fulfill all of my desires. You lead me in the path of life and there is no death. You show me how to enjoy life to its fullest. Even when I'm surrounded by trouble and threatening circumstances, I am safe with you. You always protect me. You go before me and make a way when there seems to be no way. You hide me from those who seek my harm. You lead me to those who seek my well-being. Your light shines on my path and makes the way plain. And you show me the next step. Even when my mind rages for all the details, I peacefully listen to and follow your voice in my heart. I take just a few seconds and see yourself following the Lord Jesus as your shepherd down the pathway of life. You are Jehovah who sanctifies. You have set me apart from all sin, death, lack, poverty, sickness, and destruction. You have set me apart unto yourself to experience love, happiness, and life to its fullest. I am your child, and I choose to be a servant who brings life to others. I'm a vessel of honor. I have a divine purpose that is fulfilled in my life every single day. I have a clear sense of purpose and a clear sense of belonging. I'm a part of your body. I am a part of your family. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. All the benefits and blessings of sonship are mine. All the benefits and blessings of kingdom living are mine. Now take just a few seconds to see yourself set apart unto a special and divine purpose. You are Jehovah, my healer. Your will for me is health, healing, energy, strength, and life. You bless my bread and water and remove sickness from the midst of me. When I eat, I receive it with thankfulness and appreciation in my heart. And all the food that I eat becomes strength, energy, vibrant blood and muscle and bone. Jesus became my sickness and delivered me from the curse of sickness, pain, and infirmity. He was bruised by all of my sickness, pain, and infirmity. Therefore, healing is mine. Now become aware of any place in your body where there's pain or sickness. And now, let's send that pain and sickness away. Pain, sickness, infirmity, you have no right to be in me. You do not bring me any benefit. You're not from God. I do not want you or need you. So now I send you away. Now exhale and see the pain just leaving that part of your body with that breath. Now affirm with me and experience life, overcoming sickness. The spirit of life is in me now, manifesting life, health, healing, and energy in every part of my body. Now imagine or experience yourself being filled with the life of God. Imagine that life moving from the very core of your being outward as it expands. See it overcoming all darkness and all sickness in every part of your body until you're filled with the light and life of God. Now use the next few seconds to experience what your life would be like completely healed, filled with energy, living in perfect health. You are Jehovah, my banner. You have lifted up a standard, a banner of victory, and I bow before you. When you raised Jesus from the dead and exalted him, every battle was won. His every victory became mine. And now I abide in the shadow of the Most High. I live in your victories. Because you have already won the battle, I do not have to fight to win. I rest and believe in the finished work of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror because I share in victories that have already been won. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I live in honor, dignity, and worth. I am created in the likeness and image of God. I hold myself high and walk through planet Earth as royalty, an ambassador of Christ, as a priest and a king. Now affirm with me and exhale. I send away intimidation. I send away embarrassment, guilt, and shame. I love God. I love and forgive myself of all past wrongs I've done to others and all wrongs I've done to myself. I love, forgive, and accept others. I surrender all negative feelings about myself. I am clean. I am washed in the blood. I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have, and I can do all things that God says I can do. I believe in God. I believe Jesus was the glory of God. And now the life and glory of God is in me. I live this reality now, every day. These truths are part of my deep core beliefs. They are written on my heart. They guide my life into perfect health, strength, energy. They guide me in every decision that I make and sustain me. This is my reality. I will now count from 1 to 5. Each ascending number will bring me to a greater outer awareness and a deeper experience of all that I have determined. 1, coming up slowly. 2, all of these truths taking a deeper root in my life. 3, fully committed to who God is and experiencing His life in me. 4, taking these truths into my outer world and my outer life. 5, eyes open, wide awake. Now you may want to sit there just for a few minutes. Lift your hands and worship your God and commune with Him that any direction or anything that He would say to you that would guide you into perfect health and abundant living.